kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang mag-inang Garcia, si Miss Aida Garcia, at ang kasulukuyang honorary consul para South Australia, Carmen Garcia. Mayong adlaw sa inyo.
Mayong gabi ninyong tanan.
Hi everyone.
So, kamusta po ang South Australia?
Excellent. Nag-celebrate kami ng Philippine Independence Day last Saturday and 20 years anniversary ng Filipino Settlement Coordinating Council. And it's very successful, it's very active, and we recognize mga founding member organizations and past chairperson. Very active, very supportive ang mga Filipino communities sa South Australia.
And Carmen, you remained active in the Filipino community.
Yes, I'm very honoured to be the first female Filipina honorary consul for South Australia, considering majority of our community are women. And I think the great opportunity that I've got is not only shining a spotlight on the great community spirit that we have in the community, but I've really focused on opening up economic participation and trade opportunities for both skilled migrants, international students, and delivering more business for South Australia. Did you know that the fifth largest export country for South Australia is actually the Philippines? Unfortunately, this is not reciprocal, and I would love to see more Filipino products coming into our state.
Being the current honorary consul, how has the population or the number of Filipinos grown in South Australia through the years? Because you were also the president of Filca.
Yeah, we've seen a real steady growth in the Filipino community arriving and settling in South Australia. I think that's largely because of our economic opportunities with jobs, but we've also seen international students increase. Last financial year was over 1,000 Filipino students, about 30% increase, and we're hoping to see the same. We're seeing a lot of investment in postgraduate qualifications, but also I think one of the interesting things is the cost of living and the quality of life. We have great education in South Australia, and it's really attractive. Families.
And it's a very good place to raise a family, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, education, as well as being the church city, we have a lot of opportunities to really align our Filipino cultural values around that sense of community and giving back. And I think that's what Filipinos love about South Australia. Plus, there are some amazing Filipino restaurants still in Adelaide, like Adobuco. If you're ever there, you should go check them out. They really celebrate our culture and our cuisine. And I think that's really important, just contain that relationship with our country.
Aida Garcia, ikaw ay nanungkulang pangulo ng pinakamalaking organisasyon ng komunidad sa South Australia. Ano yung mga pagbabagong nakita mo sa mga nakaraang taon sa bumubuo ng komunidad?
Sa ngayon, marami na kaming youth din dahil sa mga international students, and we are mentoring a lot of them to participate. And in fact, last Sunday they celebrated Kalayaan, and that was managed by the youth as well. So there's a good mentoring from the seniors, I won't say old, from the seniors to the youth. And there's good relationship with the community at the moment, yeah.
And Carmen, what has been the driving force behind your activities and staying connected with the Filipino community?
I think what's really interesting is I've always been connected to the Filipino community. Even from the 1980s, the Santo Niño Fiesta was in my backyard, and my swing set became the frame of the altar. So I was really proud when I was appointed to be the Philippine Honorary Consul for South Australia. The community really see me as the people consul. I haven't changed. I'll still get up and sayaw at the parties with everybody. I think it's really important that they feel someone in this role and privilege to be the honorary consul really is representing their views. And I think that's really important to the growth and opportunities for Filipino communities, and to shine a spotlight on what has often been a quiet achieving community. I hope my half Australian side will help push them into the spotlight to get the recognition that they deserve in the way they contribute to make this country great.
Would you say that that has something to do with your mom being really active in the community growing up, that you've remained an integral part of the community?
I think one of the key values for me that was instilled on my mum from a very early age is giving back to the community and being that voice and support. It's something I've not only taken forward in my Filipino community involvement, but also now running a national recruitment company that does support refugees and migrants. I've learnt that, you know, the inclusivity of culture is what has made multicultural Australia so successful, and I'm really proud to continue to play my part in that space.
So what's next?
The first 6 months of this year have actually been quite intensive. We held the FOS Economic Forum in South Australia, where both the Ambassador and the State Minister hosted that in Parliament House. And we've really been talking to companies around looking at trade and investment and how we can increase skilled migrant workers into South Australia. I've only been in this role for 12 months and already we've achieved quite a lot. But I think it's really important to go out and consult with, as we mentioned, the international students, Filipino workers and businesses, to really develop an opportunities plan so that we can ensure Filipinos have a prominent role in our state.
Ano po ang feeling na ang inyong anak ang nanunungkulang honorary consul, Ms. Ida Garcia?
I'm always very proud of my daughter here, my one and only, my pride and my joy. And seeing her the way she is now, still being committed and dedicated to the Filipino community, really makes me very proud of her. There's only one Carmen Garcia, and there's only one Ida Garcia.
Carmen, what can you say to Filipino parents who are raising their children here in Australia? What is the most important thing that they should remember when raising a child in multicultural Australia?
I think the most important thing is we support our future generations to balance our cultural identity. We should be very proud of the history of where we've come and the values that we've inherited from our ancestors. And I think, you know, blending that in a cultural fusion with Australia and all we have to offer really brings out the best of everyone. And I strongly encourage parents to keep teaching their children language. And I'm really proud to be able to understand the language and communicate in the language. And, you know, I can cook adobo and all of those kind of cultural foods that bring us together. I think it's really important. And Australia does nurture that cultural inclusion. So I'd really encourage parents to, you know, remind their children we should be very proud to be Filipino Australians as I am today.
Daghang salamat, Carmen Garcia.
Maraming salamat po.
Daghang salamat, Ida Garcia.
Salamat po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.